This is 251 Now with Kelly Finley, the go-to place for what's happening in our local community. Presented by Bishop State Community College, a great place to start. The businesses you need to know about, local artists to support, restaurants to visit, community leaders making a difference, local topics you and your friends are talking about now.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to 251 Now with Kelly Finley. I'm Kelly Finley. This is the place to be when you want to learn more about resources and opportunities and local businesses and really great people. And my next guest, she encompasses all of that. As I do each Sunday, I have my guests introduce themselves and tell you which business they're representing, and then we get right to the business at hand. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please introduce yourself to everyone.
Hello, I am Lindsay Stiegler. I am the founder of Soiree Signatures Invitation Studio, and we are located in Midtown Mobile. We also are located in downtown Fairhope.
Which is breaking news right now.
Which is breaking news. We are a full-service graphic design studio. We specialize in wedding invitations and stationery and party goods. But we also offer calligraphy services, which I think is what most people know us for, because that's really how I got started.
I'll share with everyone what I told you when I met you. I thought she was going to be about 80, 85, 90 years old, because calligraphy, I mean, it's so beautiful, but never someone who's in the younger person's category, which I think actually is brilliant. Because you're so talented at this age that you could only get better with time, and you're offering something that is timeless.
Right.
How did you get into this?
Well, I started when I was much younger. I really taught myself calligraphy when I was learning how to write in cursive. And it was like one of those things during the summertime when you're a bored kid and you don't have anything else to do and it's raining outside or whatever. And I had this big box of art supplies under my bed. And so I would kind of go digging through this art supply box in the summertime. And so I'd start, you know, just kind of fiddling around with it. And I loved to doodle and, you know, just kind of practice my handwriting. I always thought it was really cool to try to mimic my parents' handwriting.
Wait, were you doing it like the rest of us kids because you needed to sign something at school and you didn't want them to see it?
No, I just always thought it was like interesting how different people wrote their name.
You're such a good kid.
I don't know.
Because I remember having to sign things like, ooh, my mom cannot see this. So let me go back to that signature I've been perfecting.
Right. I may have done that once or twice.
Okay.
But.
You know. It is Sunday. I mean, you may as well be honest.
Right. So that's kind of how the whole calligraphy thing got started. You know, my art teacher in school kind of noticed that I had an interest. And so.
In which grade is this?
Well, I was learning how to, you know, I was playing with it like in like third grade. Okay. I was like 9, 10, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, in sixth grade is when my teacher started noticing that I was more interested in, you know, taking it to like another level. So
you want to give that teacher a shout out?
Well, her name is Mrs. Backus. I don't know if she's still there at St. Ignatius.
Because those teachers don't have first names. It's just Mrs. and last name.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful that she saw something in you, in your talent.
Right.
And helped you grow it.
Yeah. So so in sixth grade, instead of going to recess, which, I mean, you're kind of a big kid anyway, so, like, who does recess? But anyway, so in sixth grade, instead of going to recess, I went to this advanced art class. And so I just...
All the kids who are not in advanced art class.
Right.
We go to recess. I was a kickball champion. Thank you. I can't even draw a stick figure.
Right. So So that's where I just kind of... paid a little more attention to it. And but then after elementary school, I really didn't get into it anymore. I didn't touch it in high school or college, really, which is, I don't know, kind of weird.
And which high school did you attend?
I went to McGill.
Okay. I love giving people, especially from a local standpoint, that opportunity to shout out right. their high school.
Go Jackets.
There you go. And then you went off to college where?
To the University of Alabama.
Okay.
And so, Roll Tide.
There you go. So you didn't touch it in high school, didn't touch it in college.
Right. So when I went to when I went to college, I went to school for graphic design and advertising. And I always really thought that I would work, you know, in New York at some, you know, big advertising agency or doing graphic design for, you know, 17 magazine was like my, like,
that was your goal.
It was like the goal. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I actually toured 17 magazine in New York when I was like 20. And anyway, it was like a really cool opportunity.
Absolutely.
But I had an opportunity right after school to work at an advertising agency in Atlanta. And I like cried the whole way home from, like, I got the job and like cried the whole way home. So I am a homebody.
Happy tears or sad tears?
No, I didn't want to move. So it got real, real. And then I was like, no, we're not doing this. So I bought a house in Midtown and I've been there ever since. And so then I started doing calligraphy for friends at my job after college, because I met a lot of new friends working at CPSI and everybody was getting married. And it was just my creative outlet because CPSI is a software company. There's not really a whole lot of graphic design and advertising going on there. Mm-hmm. So it was the fun thing for me to do when I was working, you know, at a software company.
And,
so,
and how did you come up with the name of your business?
My mom helped me with that. So the first job at CPSI, I was really looking forward to this, like, a company Christmas party. Like, I was all about a party.
Yeah, I see where this is going.
Still am. <Yeah. laughs> So nothing changed. So I was all pumped up about, you know, going to my first, like, company Christmas party. Well, then I found out about 3 months into my job that they don't have one.
So, times have a change. Welcome to adulting.
Right. They had a Halloween party instead. Right. So I was so angry. And so my friends and I decided we were going to throw our own party at my parents' house. I had not bought my house yet. So we had this huge party at my parents' house. I mean, there was probably like 200 people.
Oh, wow.
All the single people at CPSI came to this party at my parents' house. It was huge. But the invitation that I sent out had the word soiree in the middle of it and the definition of a soiree, which is a party. It's a French word for a party at night, usually at somebody's house. Yes. So anyway, I made this like little invitation. It was really like one of the first invitations I ever made. And so many people came to this party. And, you know, I feel like it was because of the invitation, because it was a really cute one. And it seemed like a really fun party. So people came and it was a really awesome party. So after I started doing all this calligraphy, my mom was like, well, you need like a business name. And I was like, okay, so what should I name my business? And she was like, well, why don't you use that, you know, the word soiree, since that was in your first invitation that you did. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And she said, and you know, and I don't know who came up with the signatures part, but it was because I was doing calligraphy and it's my signature. So soiree signatures.
I love how I came up with that. I know your mom is so proud.
Yeah.
She's like, I named that too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she will totally take credit.
As she should. You know, I always tell my kids, your victories are half mine.
That's right. That's right. So that's how we were born. Uh-huh. And I did all that stuff. Started out just offering calligraphy and doing some like wedding programs for people. Just on the side, I started making a little extra money. At first, I wasn't charging anything. And my mom also was the one that was like, you need to charge for that.
That's right. Because, you know, you went to college, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I didn't even know people would pay money for that. So
if you have not seen her dynamic work, I can tell you on a personal level, we paid for your services for a wedding. That my husband was the officiant at the wedding as a judge. And so we wanted to do their wedding certificate. He talked about writing it the old-fashioned way. And I said, oh, no. Because I don't know about you, but your penmanship gets real bad when you need it to be good.
Right.
And it looks real beautiful when you're writing a grocery list. Like, nobody cares about that grocery list. Right. Everybody cares about that certificate. And I said, I know the perfect person who we can go to. And you, I mean, the bride and groom were just floored. they were floored. It was so beautiful and so professional, and it's just, it's an extension of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The reason why I ask about your high school and where you went to school is because, especially now, people really want to support local.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through it. I mean, with this pandemic, your business impacted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The event industry as a whole is taking a major hit. So mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends in business in the event industry. And so, you know, we're all just trying to figure it out.
But the force of who you are and what you stand for and how great you are at what you do during a pandemic, you open a second location. I don't know anybody who has done such, and you're still smiling. So,
well, you know,
that's a good thing.
We smile to keep from crying. Just kidding.
But that's a good thing, and I think that you may not realize it, but you are a mentor to other people.
Oh,
because you did that during a pandemic. First of all, the fact that you own your own home, you have your own business. On this side of the bay in Mobile, which is located where? Tell everyone, by the way.
Which the Mobile store? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is on Florida Street, mm-hmm. right between Old Shell and Dolphin, 24 North Florida Street.
So you have your own home, you have your own business, and then, oh, by the way, you open another business. There's someone watching you saying, wow, she is setting the standard. She's setting the tone.
Thanks.
I know. I'm like going into mom mode on you. But you have to give a shout out when a shout out is due, and it's due right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how the new store is going, how people can support you, and how do you sharpen your skills when you are able to do this many dynamic things, okay? So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right after this.